This is from the Wall Street Journal. The Sanders Democrats. Democrats now know how millions of Republicans felt in 2016. A populist with the voted plurality support charges to the primary and caucus states, racking up delegates against multiple establishment candidates who all want to be the last alternative standing. Before the media knew it, Donald Trump could not be stopped. With his overwhelming victory in Nevada's caucuses on Saturday, Bernie Sanders is on the road to pulling off a similar coup against the Democrat Party. The Vermont Socialist performed even better than his polling and was leading with 46% of the vote, with 60% precincts reporting. I think that pretty much held. In other words, he almost won a plurality. You know, if you have more than one candidate in any race, you got to get 51%, or more than two candidates, you got three. You got to get 50% of the vote plus one to avoid a runoff. Well, Bernie Sanders was close enough, was almost at runoff, was almost at defeating a runoff with his vote in the mid-40s. I mean, folks. Democrats were staring on in disbelief. Chris Matthews was losing it. When we get the digital media files, I'll play that. He actually said, do you think that moderate Democrats will actually be wishing or actually be voting against Sanders in the general? In other words, would they cross the line to avoid putting a socialist in the White House? Would they cross the line and vote for Sir Orange the Bad? Poop's about to get real here, folks. With his overwhelming victory, he did well with most voter groups, but especially the young and Latinos. Many of his supporters may not know what socialism means in practice. I mean, if you see some of these stooges that sit there at the Burns rallies, you have to wonder. You see them sitting there with their Bernie signs, and they jiggle their Bernie signs. You have to sit there and wonder, did they actually know? Do you actually know what a socialist is? As a matter of fact, or what socialists do. Just speaking, and I saw this yesterday, speaking out loud about the election in the state of Florida and what's going on in Florida. many people that escaped Castro in Florida may have some memory of what living in Florida under Castro was like. And if they have that kind of memory, then they may also be able to recall why they left Cuba and why they're no longer Cubans and why they're now Floridians. One of the leaders in Latino voting communities or whatever it was in Florida said, if the Democrats nominate Sir Bernie the Red, imagine this, Orange Man Bad versus Red Man even more bad. Get it? Orange Man Bad versus Red Man even more bad. If they're dumb enough to nominate this useful idiot for Fidel Castro, Florida's gone. She said, you might as well go ahead and give Florida to Trump if you nominate Bernie Sanders. I mean, folks, you can't make this stuff up. As important as competitors continued to divide the vote with no single candidate breaking out as the dominant challenger, Joe Biden was second with 19.6%, giving him a talking point going into next Saturday's make or break primary in South Carolina. Pete the Babadook Buttigieg. Oh, folks, I mean, good Lord. There's a story out. It's a it's kind of a parody. And then to add insult to all this injury, how many of you saw Democrats taking to the airwaves on Saturday and claiming that Putin was helping Trump again? And that this was all the Russians doing. I mean, James Carville was in. James Carville was throwing his hands about and was going like, if you're over there in Russia watching, Vlad, thanks a lot. Go over, coming over here and ruining our elections and making us have to nominate a socialist, a Castro-loving socialist. Mr. Sanders will now go into this again from the Wall Street Journal. We'll now go into the Palmetto State against the same divided field. All of the candidates except for Sanders and Bloomberg lack the money to compete with more than token TV ads and the Super Tuesday. Somebody brought, I think it was Sean Davis with Tucker Carlson on Friday, brought up, I've got the audio here. Tucker axes Sean Davis. Is it possible that Mike Dumberg can just kind of fly into the Democrat primaries and buy the nomination? Tucker Carlson goes, he's got no personality. He has no charisma. He doesn't really have a campaign. He doesn't have a platform other than Trump sucks is the platform and you must be stopped here. But he's got $1.5 billion. So can Dumberg actually come in and go like, all right, here, I'll write you a check for $1 billion. Give me the nomination. Some people right now may be going, over Bernie? Yeah, we'll take it. Can I take that to the bank and cash it now? The Democrat Party has now put itself in this position by front-loading so many primaries and creating a proportional allocation system for delegates. Anyone who gets 15% of the vote in a state gets some delegates. So Bernie doesn't even have to win South Carolina. All he's got to do is get 15% of the vote or more, and he's guaranteed to get more delegates. Which plays into the hands of a candidate like Sanders, who has solid support on the left. No Democrat can now do what Ronald Reagan did in 1976. By winning a primary in late March in North Carolina and surging to win all the delegates in many later states and nearly take the nomination from then-President Gerald Ford, who, by the by, I mean, probably if you're looking for a candidate to compare Bloomberg to, Gerald Ford would be it. Because Gerald Ford was about as charismatic and likable as Bloomberg is. Although, not to say that he wasn't amiable, but, and Ford got trounced by the peanut farmer from Georgia, just to recall.